The National Basketball Association playoffs start tomorrow. 2 months of games involving the 16 best teams to decide a champion. That's right, after an 82-game regular season, only 13 of the league's teams have been eliminated. One of them, most notably, the Cleveland Cavaliers, the team led by the league's bright young hope, rookie LeBron James. Joining me now, as he does most Fridays, is Wall Street Journal sports writer Stephen Fatsis. Welcome once again, Stephen.
Hi, Robert.
LeBron James, obviously, is a very gifted basketball player, but how hot a business property did he turn out to be in his first season?
Oh, an enormously successful one, worth everyone's investment, it seems, so far. His team did fall just short of the playoffs, but they more than doubled their win total from last season. They sold 60% more tickets per game than last year. The team was on TV more than in the last 10 years combined on national television. And James did great on the court. He became only the third rookie after Oscar Robertson and Michael Jordan to score more than 20 points and have 5 rebounds and 5 assists per game. And his sponsors, Nike most prominently, took it real slow. They only did 2 commercials with him. They're hoping that their $90 million investment will roll out gradually over his career.
And now he can watch the playoffs with the rest of us.
Exactly.
In the playoffs, it seems again that all the good teams are from the West. Los Angeles, Sacramento, San Antonio Spurs, Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, 6 teams in the West with 50 or more wins compared with just 2 in the Eastern Conference. And unlike LeBron James, the other notable rookie in the NBA who may actually win the Rookie of the Year award, Carmelo Anthony of the Denver Nuggets, that team is in the playoffs. They get to play the Minnesota Timberwolves, who have never won a playoff series, but they had the best record in the West, and we'll see if they can make the run under led by Kevin Garnett.
And then we have the matchup between Shaq and Yao.
Shaquille O'Neal of the Lakers against Yao Ming of the Rockets, the Chinese 7'6" star. This is great for ABC. The 3 highest rated games on the network during the regular season were the Rockets against the Lakers. So you get 2 big giants going up against each other. They have to hope for a 7-game series. But in reality, I think Shaq is just still too dominant. They should win this pretty easily.
And then just as Joe Louis was at the Bum of the Month Club, the NBA has the Eastern Conference.
Well, you might look at the Eastern Conference and look mostly for who's not in them. Mm-hmm. We mentioned LeBron James, the scoring champion of the NBA, Tracy McGrady of Orlando, Allen Iverson of the 76ers, Vince Carter of Toronto. They're all not in it. And who does that leave in it? 4 teams with break-even or worse records.
Which leaves us with what?
Well, the Indiana Pacers actually had the best record in the NBA, and notably, they were 20-8, 20 wins against 8 losses against Western Conference teams this season. But that, of course, is mostly because they beat up on the weaker teams in the Eastern Conference. You've got 2 snoozer series, Detroit, which is very defensive-minded against Milwaukee, Miami against New Orleans. And then if you're a New York fan, well, it's the Knicks against the Nets in the first round. Both teams have played pretty poorly of late, but the Knicks always draw all the attention.
Well, enough sports. Back to the business of sports. Is the NBA thriving? Was this a successful league this year?
Well, on ABC television, ratings were down substantially. On cable TV, they did a lot better. They drew bigger audiences. That's because most of the games are there, and fans, I think, know where to go to find them now. David Stern, the commissioner, said yesterday that the league as a whole lost money. He attributed that to a large number of teams that aren't doing so well. On the other hand, 17,000-plus fans per game. They'll do well in the playoffs. People tend to tune in and to get interested again. And we have a team that's selling for $300 million.
It's the Phoenix Suns.
The Phoenix Suns.
A team that did not make the playoffs.
They didn't make the playoffs. They're going for about the same amount as the New Jersey Nets, a moribund franchise, but one that's done pretty well in the last 2 years. They plan to move to Brooklyn, New York.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Robert.
Stephen Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who talks with us Fridays about sports and the business of sports.